Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. That's the first time I've heard this. And I've been listening to the Christmas station in Boston. It's really pretty interesting. 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Beyond Good Day here. Richie and Roberta have stories before we spend some time with Dr. Jay Kumar at the bottom of the hour. The song that, well, there are four or five songs that wear poorly on me. This is not one of them in terms of the frequency. There are about 49 pop songs that the Christmas stations play over and over again. And I don't want to be too inside here. But there's a... What'd you say?
Mariah Carey.
Doug loves the Mariah Carey.
I like that. That would be in my top 10 for sure. The Mariah Carey thing from Love Actually, wonderful. But it does get played a lot. You're right. It's always in a rotation. Every shift by every jock will have that song in it on a Christmas music station. This is it. And when that comes on, I'm going to turn the volume up. I do. I can't tell you that I feel the same about Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus Coming to Town. When that comes on, I turn it off. And I like The Boss, but I just find that song... Because it just
is... a great version.
It's too noisy for me.
Everybody's, I like noisy.
I know you like it. I'm just telling you what I think. You can think what you want. Anytime Sleigh Ride comes on, no matter who does it, volume goes right up for me. And Do You Hear What I Hear is another one. I turn the... Just crank it up. Jingle Bell Rock. Some of the old stuff by Gene Autry is just cool. But this
about
is
the Beach Boys.
Wonder anything Beach Boys Christmas.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard any of that this year much either. I've heard a lot of this.
With that. I'll bring you a little bit
okay,
of that.
Okay, I understand. By the way, did the Beatles ever do a Christmas album? I don't remember ever.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yes. Yeah.
Was it before or after Ravi Shankar?
Or they did a Christmas greeting or something.
Yeah, they did
I
a Christmas greeting.
You
remember
there was
just
greeting.
You have Richie's trying to find it. Anyway, we are presenting various ways of...
I cannot stand chestnuts roasting on
Yeah, I know. I've had
fire.
Enough of that.
That makes me want to barf.
Yeah, too much of that stuff.
I want to make it barf.
The slow Christmas tunes and the ones that are done by unknown artists, you can have it. I don't want them. I want to listen to stuff. But I don't want to listen to the same ones over. There's so much variety.
If it's unknown...
No, I'm talking... If it's... for example, most people don't know who Ray Conniff is or Person of Faith, Andre Castellanos.
Happy Christmas, Lord, in this case.
There it is.
Beatles.
Happy Christmas. Yeah. Well, one, two, and three.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, same to you.
In England, they say Happy Christmas. Beatles doing the first Noel.
Garden with your wife Yoko, but do you have any special thoughts?
This is off of
Yoko
anthology.
It is.
Let me see if they actually sing it.
I didn't think it was. Yeah, I pretty much know my Beatles.
Yeah, this is just a bunch of studio stuff put together.
Okay, never mind. So the point is that the Christmas, there is this thinking, and it's mildly conventional. I go back to my days as a jock, which was in the late 60s, early 70s, and so there's a lot of different practical thinking. When I actually could choose the music, and the boss used
can't
to say,
do that anymore.
Shut the f*** up and play the music, will you? At Christmas time, I love to talk about the Christmas songs, the Christmas music, and so that's why there's sort of a throwback to it when we are approaching this stuff on the Good Day program. The essence, though, Roberta, of the music that is, we all are sort of attached to things in different ways. I just find the upbeat stuff more speaks to me. That's not religious or the secular stuff speaks to me at Christmas time.
More to my point,
yes,
you would never know this song. Let me go back to it here.
Yeah, I played this the other night, as a matter of fact. We were putting the stuff on the tree here in Maryland.
This is Bare Naked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan. And this is one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Very gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Good song.
Christ our Savior was born upon this day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were on a strain. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Yeah, that.
that.
But it's not Bing Crosby. It's not Bruce Springsteen.
All right, so there's a story today at DougStephan.com that is fitting of all this foolishness. The politically correct guys have taken over here once again. David Hill is a fellow. He has a pickup truck, Wichita, Kansas. This is a fellow you'd remember, and you'd remember his truck. Covered with Christmas lights. 856.
Very cool.
856 lights on his pickup truck. Wow. Got an 8,000-watt generator in the back of the truck that he runs when he's driving the truck around to power up the light. Listen to this. The police pulled him over and gave him a ticket. The lieutenant on the police department, what an idiot, said, "This is a safety issue. When somebody puts colored lights on their vehicle, they're saying, everybody look at me. And when people are looking at the particular vehicle, they become a hazard." Anyway, Mr. Hill said, "We've literally had thousands of people do pictures of the truck, stop and come by, look at the truck." And I say to the police, that's what I say to the police. These people,
technically, rules are rules, and they're right, but come on now. Get in the Christmas spirit, will you?
Anyway, the story's at DougStephan.com.
Last week when we were walking down Main Street in Disney, a family had taken their baby's stroller and covered it with Christmas lights.
Uh-huh.
And it was really fun. It was very cool. Kids loved it. Right. You wouldn't think that's cute? That's funny?
It's cringe. Yes. Yeah, it's beginning to look a lot. I'm beginning, though. You can feel the difference in
you
me this
mean
year.
One.
Do you feel the difference in me this year?
You. You've been a good guy. You're less of a curmudgeon.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Robert.
Yeah.
I'm less of rather than more than. Can
you're
we
less
do the
of.
More than
you mean
instead
one,
of
Mr.
the
Grinch.
Less of? Oh, I don't can't stand. That's another one. I absolutely will hit the button as soon as that comes on.
You don't like
that
the Grinch song?
Horrible. Horrible.
What about the Chipmunks?
Chipmunks are okay in measure, but not a lot of them.
How about this?
No. Forget it. Grandma stole.
Grandma got run
over. How about this?
Yeah, that one I can handle. That one I can handle. Where's Charlotte?
How about this?
A used pink bathrobe.
Nope. Thumbs down.
I bought it on eBay.
Good for you, Rich. Probably 5 cents or something. That's all it's worth. All right, Roberta has her story. It's Beyond Good Day story time, and then Dr. Jay Kumar at the bottom of the hour here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I'm at this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh! What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat with the man your man could smell. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It's an oyster with two tickets to that thing you love. Look again. The tickets are now what? Diamond. Anything is possible when your man smells.
Blending
like
the old and the new here?
I'm on a horse.
Roberta has obviously...
That is one of the classic on-rent commercials of all time.
Yes,
the Old Spice commercial.
Yeah. All right, so Roberta.
There's a change about to come in commercials. You know how you're watching TV and you're listening to the dialogue and everything is nice. And then all of a sudden the commercial comes on and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's going to change.
Want to do that again? I don't want to let up on the
Bye now!
All
right.
She's broken anything yet, Rich?
She's driving my engineers a little crazy, but other than that...
All right, what a,
well, starting tonight at midnight, there's actually a new law is going into effect saying that commercial volumes have to be within 2 decibels of the programming around
Is that radio and television?
No, it's television.
It's television.
Television only, really?
For television.
Wow. We can get
what they found is that 2 dB level was the difference between viewers reaching for the remote and changing the station or not. So I would venture to say a lot of this is advertising and ratings driven because they don't want people to change the station. But, you know, fact is most people, I mean, like me for the most part, I'll even if I'm watching something live, I'll go into it 20 minutes later and fast forward through the commercials. I'll DVR it. I won't watch TV live anymore.
That's the whole reason they created that button on your remote that's the half mute.
Right, the half mute, right?
Yeah.
Right. There's also a
that's
setting
why you
that
advertise
you
on the radio instead of TV.
But, you
That's
know, what
exactly
was interesting
right.
is that the levels that most stations set as their peak level is to accommodate things like gunshots or explosions in a TV program. And that's the level that most commercials had been played at in the past. So, in a sense, you were getting a 30-second bomb blast volume
Great.
In your commercial. So, now, starting at midnight tonight, all the commercials going to be within 2 dB. So, that's pretty close to what the TV programming is. So, you're not going to hear shouting anymore!
Food fight television!
Apply directly to your forehead!
Yeah, well,
call
you don't,
now!
You
I'm
don't really...
Standing by.
It is annoying. It really is.
Very,
I find
yeah.
myself... if I'm in bed, for example, and I'm watching a television program, and maybe I'm half off, like half gonzo...
And then all of a sudden they're blasting
commercial comes
it out.
On. Yeah, it really is annoying. But you know, there've been so many studies done of this. Obviously, this stuff is effective. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. If it wasn't, if it had been studied, you can be sure it's been studied ad nauseum.
Why is Congress getting involved?
Because Congress
well,
is
the
involved.
FCC.
Get lost, the FCC, especially. 21 after the hour. And good day.
But have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Actually, 24 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Beyond Good Day, where we have stories. So that was a very interesting story about the television. I did not realize that was the case.
I had heard that, but I was wondering whether I would realize it once you hear the commercial volume's difference.
Right. Don't forget, by the way, Roberta is our queen of cheap, and every day she posts ways for you to save lots of money. Every single day, check out the deals from the queen of cheap in the queen of cheap box at DougSteffen.com. Rich McFadden, you can see pictures of him and his family there. We have a photo section at DougSteffen.com with pictures of all of us and our families. And our Richie sits there looking very inviting in his Doug Steffen jacket. And you can see lots of pictures that he posts of
his brown suede Doug Steffen jacket.
Facebook stuff with his children down at Disney World last week. It's very cool. Roberta, you don't ever post any pictures, though, of you. Like you were in New Orleans for a couple of days. You take pictures a weekend?
Yeah,
did she post them?
On Facebook. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, Richie. Where are we going with you in the story?
This is Justin Bieber playing in the background behind you. One of your favorite artists.
I knew there was something I didn't like about it.
I know you love the Bieber. Well, apparently, a convicted killer locked up in a New Mexico prison plotted to have Justin Bieber murdered and castrated, which is shocking news to me because I didn't think he could castrate Justin Bieber.
It's pretty rotten. He's not gone through puberty yet, so
The guy messed up his own plan, according to local news reports in New Mexico. According to KRQE News, a convicted murderer, Dana Martin, who is currently serving two life sentences for, I won't even go into it, recruited a fellow inmate at the Las Cruces prison. The guy's name was Mark Steak. To carry out the murder once Steak was released. So, they don't know when they originally planned this, but they planned to kidnap Justin Bieber and his bodyguard at the Madison Square Garden concert last week. So he told the police that they were going to kidnap him and take the guard, and then they were going to castrate them both. But apparently, the guy, Martin, who was obsessed with Bieber, even has a tattoo of him on his leg.
Really?
Great. For some reason, blew the whistle on the guy that got out, who was going to pull off the whole crime, and got him arrested.
Really?
So kidnapping somebody after a Madison Square Garden concert in New York City, that would be a feat.
That would be a feat.
Yeah.
Apparently they caught the guy with a pair of pruning shears and some rope. So this is how this goes down. This one guy says, hey, listen, I'm in for life, and I've got this tattoo of Bieber on my leg, and I'm really, I want to get him. So when you get out next week, I want you to do this for me. The guy says, okay, I'm in. The guy goes and gets all the tools he needs. Then the guy who has the tattoo of him, who's in prison for life, calls the guards and says, hey, by the way, the guy who just got out, he's going to go take the beebs and going to go take care of his, you know, and get it done. So then they go arrest the guy. So now he's going to end up back in prison, and you're going to have these two Bieber haters, like, living together in prison. That should be a fun little sitcom to watch.
Why in the world do people get themselves so wrapped around? It's like Roberta and Bruce Springsteen.
What?
How do you get that wrapped around?
To my knowledge, Roberta does not have a Bruce Springsteen tattoo on her leg,
do
you?
No, she's got it someplace else.
Yeah.
She can't show it to us.
Tattoos.
You have a tattoo.
I have a tattoo of a rosebud that got a stretch mark through it that now looks like a parrot.
That looks like a parrot.
Now, there's a visualization we want to hold on to.
Can you put a picture of that on Facebook?
Well, it's on my right breast, so it'll be kind of... You have a picture of that.
I have a picture of that.
Yes,
I do, as a matter of fact.
All right, I don't want any more pictures even in my mind of that. Coming up, Jay Kumar is here. We have to calm things down a little bit. He'll talk about your brain and the mirror effect, among other things. That's coming up next on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
This holiday, get the floors you want by giving the tools they need at Lumber Liquidators. Get big coupon savings, including 20% off all Dream Home laminates, 10% off engineered and hand-scraped hardwood, and 5% off solid hardwood. Plus, save up to 85% on flooring tools and accessories. Better yet, get special extended financing and save on even more unheard-of deals only at your local store. Hurry, sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find a store near you.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a five-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a four-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140. But now only $99 with free shipping to the lower 48 only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Anticipate what we're going to discuss with Dr. Jay Kumar, who is here with us now in the Good Day program, joining Roberta and Richie and me for a discussion always of those things that are connected to your brain. So I'm going to jump right at you, Jay. The experience that I had this week talking to somebody about the brain, I wrote in my notes on the side of the sheet of paper because I was that intent in listening to this person describe how the brain, and she used some of the terminology that you use too, by the way.
Okay.
The neurological, for those of you who don't know, Dr. Jay Kumar, through his website, drjkumar.com, K-U-M-A-R, is all about how your brain works and how it connects to things of this world that we understand and things that are not necessarily of this world that we don't understand. And this woman was telling me about the connection the brain has as a mirror. And she used the term neurons.
Mirror neurons.
That are driven to match what we see. For example, if somebody else is laughing, our brain wants us to laugh.
Absolutely.
If somebody else is smiling, our brain wants us to smile. If somebody else yawns, our brain wants us to yawn. And that, no matter what, I'm trying to keep it positive, but I think the same thing applies, at least the way she explained it, to negativity as well. You will reflect what you are seeing, in other words.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm so glad that you had this conversation with this woman, because mirror neurons are like my, just like, I can talk hours and hours
about big thing. Like a lot of guys, they'll talk about football, you're going to talk about mirror neurons.
Mirror neurons, how geeky is that? But it's actually really fantastic, because mirror neurons were just discovered completely by accident about 15 years ago. And as you were just nicely, you know, described it, Doug, when you see someone in joy, or you see someone kissing, or you see someone laughing, someone smiling, the same part of your brain is firing as if you're laughing, smiling, or being kissed yourself. Mm-hmm. And the same thing holds true, conversely, what you just said also, Doug. When you see someone in pain or suffering, you see someone crying, you see someone, you know, really you want to extend some help to, the part of your brain is firing as if you're feeling that pain as well. And this is why we're really believing in neuroscience. The human brain, and this is the perfect theme for the holidays, the human brain is actually not wired for aggression, competition, hostility, and anger.
Right.
We are actually, as a species, wired in our brain for empathy, joy, happiness, and compassion. And the great thing is that all these aspects, joy, compassion, happiness, well-being, can be trained in your brain.
Train your brain.
But
I think one of the things that I thought as I was listening to her about some of the simple mundane things, the more you smile, I know we all would admit to feeling better. So if you concentrate, even if you're faking a smile, actually, there's something there that makes you feel better, and that's what you trigger in other people. So
absolutely. So this is a great exercise and a great thing to help cope with the holiday stress that many of you might be experiencing. You know, I'm curious, you know, Doug, Richie, or Roberta, how are you experiencing a lot of, or even all of you in the Good Day Show world, are you experiencing stress right now? Do you find the holidays to be stressful?
Busy. I don't know if I would call it stressful, but I'm definitely busy.
I don't find myself allowing. Well, see, I don't go shopping. I don't go. I will tell you in one circumstance. When was it? Last week. Where the heck did I have to go? I went to. I went to a Home Depot to rent a snake, and not the kind of snake you have, Roberta.
You rented a snake.
I rented
mine.
A snake. Yeah, right. Yours.
Story all in itself right there.
It is sort of a story. Anyway, I'm standing around waiting, and I found myself getting a little geared up about it because I had to wait. And then I realized that, and this comes from talking things sometimes through with yourself, the time element came to me. I'm really going off on this, but I'm going to do it for a second because I think it has value. I was kind of upset about the fact that there was nobody there to help me, and I'm in need of something, and I got to go, and yada, yada, yada. And the store was mobbed. And a lot of the people that are working there don't know what they're doing. They're just part-time help. And just so the experience was getting to me because I felt myself going into the old Doug. Richie doesn't like the old Doug. I don't much like the old Doug, but I felt myself careening.
Impatient. I want help now. I'm on my way.
I don't want to wait. I'm going to spend money with you. I want you to wait on me. So anyway, I started thinking about something that Meredith and I have been talking about, that is regarding time and how it has no value any place but here. In terms of God, God doesn't have any time. There's no time. Time doesn't exist any place other than here. And we became focused on that a little bit, Jay, on the 12th.
We are a speck, a millisecond.
Right.
And the eternity of everything.
Time is an artificial construct of the human brain. Seriously, it is.
And it has no value outside of our own lives. Yeah, we have to, like, I have to be on time to do my radio program. And we have to do certain things in the confines of an hour or in the day. You know, people were talking about 12 hours, 12 days at Christmas, you know, all of that stuff. But that's only for our benefit. That's not for the benefit of any, you know, any being that's outside of where we are here.
Right. You know, so getting back to what I was asking earlier about this whole notion of stress, you gave a really great example, Doug, of how you felt impatient, frustrated. A lot of you can actually feel the sense of stress. So I actually want to share with you a really great notion from neuroscience that actually can help your brain to cope with some of the stress.
All right. So I want you to share that with us in a minute. I want to get a better connection somehow to you so that we get the value of every word. Dr. Jay Kumar, check out his website, Facebook posts. He's really extraordinarily popular because what he has to say, there's a resonation that resounds in people's minds. So we're happy to have his services here on Good Day.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom said Dad, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy.
Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago, quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
All right, 16 before the hour, Dr. Jay Kumar is here on the Good Day program to share some thoughts. He's a brain neurology neurons specialist. I love
it.
He teaches this sort of thing, and it makes for fascinating listening and understanding when you get down to the care of your problems. Some things are actually much more simple than you think they are. So anyway, you have the floor, Dr. Kumar.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Well, so I was asking before the break, what do you think is the biggest holiday stressor that people say really just like they find to be, that they have a hard time coping with? What do you think that one thing would be?
Shopping?
Family.
Family. Family.
Yep, family.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
It's actually finances and money.
Really?
Okay. 40%
of people can't afford to buy the gifts they want for their families or loved ones or friends or children. And so there were, and this is actually, you can read the full article about this on the Good Day Facebook page. It's Facebook page. Dr. Jay Kumar, I wrote a really great article about this and how to really help people to cope specifically with this one major stressor by not feeling have enough. Because what that does is when, you know, people feel they don't have the means to give what they want to their ones, it creates guilt, shame, and this can lead to depression and anxiety. And here is the great news. This is something I love to share with all as it relates to the brain. Did you know that there are actually two forms of happiness that can be measured in the brain?
Two.
Alcoholic and non-alcoholic?
There you go. That's why I love Rich. Rich always has the best comeback.
Beer and no beer.
Right, exactly.
But they're always the same. His comebacks, and there's no variations, and they're always the same.
What do you want me to say?
You're kind of on this. I'm going to give credit to Rich on this, but he's kind of on the same. He's kind of on the mark here. There's actually, you know how the brain actually can distinguish between short-term versus long-term memory?
Yeah.
Not what that is like, right? Okay. So there's something analogous happening in the brain versus short-term versus long-term happiness. They've shown through studies that when you when you get a gift or when you're receiving something, you know, material, that actually stimulates the short-term happiness in your brain. The chemicals that are released, like you can think of all of you can think of good examples. Like imagine when you got, you know, a piece of jewelry or a piece of tech gadget that you really wanted or a video game for the holidays. And like, you know, I was telling Rich during the break, maybe like 2 weeks later you forget all about it. It's just like it just goes right away.
Yeah.
And the next year you want even more presents to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
What we're now finding is that there's actually a part of your brain that wires to what's called long-term happiness. And what we're finding is that long-term happiness is experienced by social bonding, social connection. It ties back to what we said about the mirror neurons. Feeling a sense of camaraderie, feeling a sense of belonging, feeling a sense of purpose and need and drive. And all those things cost no money whatsoever. And so, you know, my motto is, it's not how much is in your life, but who is in your life. That is really the key to your overall sense of coping with this one big holiday stressor for those of you who don't have the financial means to really give, to express your love to those that you have in life. Here's what I'm saying. Don't feel so stressed out of it. Don't feel so guilty about it. Some of the best things that you can actually offer to those you love cost no money whatsoever. Laughter, singing, dancing, the LSD things that we talked about, Doug, right? LSD,
yep.
Laughter,
yep.
Singing, and dancing.
Yeah.
All those things cultivate the mirror neurons, and they begin to stimulate and begin to really generate that deeper, long-lasting, long-term happiness that we all really need. And they're showing, one last thing I'll say, that long-term happiness actually increases your immune system, increases your longevity of life, increases all aspects of your overall body, brain, and being.
Pretty cool stuff. Dr. Jay Kumar, check out drjkumar.com with words of wisdom here for us all to think about on Beyond Good Day, where it's 49 past the hour.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Gift-tacular. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Oh, hi. Let's talk gifts.
I need some good gifts for my holiday sleepover.
Do what I do with the Griswolds. Put everyone in Jingle Jammies. Next.
Hey, I'm PJ, and I want a gift that really says it's from me.
PJ, how about socks?
Huh?
Kidding. Jingle Jammies.
And that gift-tacular's a wrap. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only, $12.99 through $12.15. Excludes baby and licensed product.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
All right, Richie, you have the latest cow report.
Oh, I've been waiting for that. Thank you.
There are cows that are chewing their cud, and cows that are laying in the sunshine.
Uh-huh.
Cows are eating corn. All of them are right here, happy on the farm.
Woo-hoo! I want to go.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
A concert for the ages, for all ages, brings in millions for those in need. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, a worldwide audience with dozens of networks, thousands of radio stations, and live streaming on the Internet.
One, two, three, four!
That's the boss, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, with a countdown that launched last night's 12-12-12 Sandy Relief Concert at Madison Square Garden in New York City, benefiting all those still picking up the pieces in the wake of the October 29th hurricane that slammed into the Northeast, causing devastating damage to parts of New York, New Jersey, and surrounding areas. The concert got off to a rockin' start. Bruce's set included a duet with John Bon Jovi, another New Jersey native, the two teaming up for Bruce's Born to Run. Springsteen would return the favor later on when he joined Bon Jovi for the New Jersey anthem, Who Says You Can't Go Home. The star-studded concert also included humor. Billy Crystal was there.
This is amazing. You can feel the electricity in the building, which means that Long Island Power is not involved.
A direct reference to the way the Long Island Power Authority completely botched repair efforts following Hurricane Sandy. For Billy and so many others who appeared on last night's concert, the relief effort is very personal.
Each person who will speak tonight will share a story about an area that was hit hard by Sandy. For me, that place is my hometown of Long Beach, Long Island.
Long Beach, one of those coastal areas hit so hard by the storm. There was so much more last night, including another native Long Islander, Billy Joel. Adam Sandler had a funny, albeit profane, version of Hallelujah. The Who was there. Sir Paul McCartney as well. The totals to be announced later on today, but $30 million was raised by ticket sales alone for the Robin Hood Relief Fund to benefit the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about GEICO, now mobile. Download the new GEICO app today.
An announcement from the Federal Reserve yesterday that interest rates will remain at historically low levels for now, and that led to a brief rally on Wall Street, but that rally fizzled. The Dow wound up losing 3 points to 13,245. S&P up a point yesterday, NASDAQ down 8. Crude oil up nearly $1 a barrel to $86.77. And finally, a few closing notes related to yesterday's date of 12-12-12. What a day to celebrate a birthday! And how about this? A North Carolina mom named Shanna Robinson has twin boys named Deshaun and Davian who were born on December 12, 2000. That means yesterday on 12-12-12, the boys turned 12. A very special day for the twins, but mom said yes, they still had to go to school. Elsewhere, St. Genevieve, Missouri, Jennifer Ehlert gave birth to a baby boy yesterday at precisely 12 minutes past 12 o'clock noon on 12-12-12.
It never crossed my mind. I didn't think he'd be born even close to this date at that time. He was due on December 10th.
That's a young man with timing. Caden Derone Ehlert, born at 12-12 on 12-12-12.
I'm still in shock. I'm not really sure how to go about it yet.
Listen, Jennifer, you just rest up. Let us do all the work in making a big deal out of this. And from births and birthdays to weddings on 12-12-12. You had about 1,600 marriages performed in Las Vegas yesterday. That's plenty, but not quite as many as expected for this last triple number day of the century. Assistant County Clerk Jim Pierce says, hey, the year isn't done yet. He's looking ahead.
Another big day coming up that we're anticipating. It's definitely a larger number than normal is 12-21-12. And that's the date that the doomsdayers have decided the end of the world is going to be.
Can you imagine getting married on the day when everything might end? Dearly beloved, we are gathered here. Oh, I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12-15-12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.